You are listening to Real World News.
Brazilian telecommunications agency tried to close down International Community Radio at People's Summit. On Sunday, a few minutes after the Spanish show had started in the People's Summit radio station produced by the social movement's Communication Convergence in Rio de Janeiro, the Brazilian military police stormed in the middle of the broadcast to silence the voice of the people who were attending the summit. The program was broadcasting testimonies from Guatemala, Colombia, Honduras, and Paraguay about the repression and criminalization of protests, which has been taking place in many parts of the world, violating people's freedom of speech against the neoliberal model that aims to commodify communication. The military police said the order to shut down the radio was given by the National Telecommunications Agency, Anatel, a body that regulates radio broadcasting in Brazil. While the military police was trying to proceed to shut down the radio, the participants of the summit joined together to defend communication and affirm freedom of speech. All the voices taking part in the summit have proposed a new anti-capitalist, anti-patriarchal, and anti-hegemonic paradigm. We reclaim freedom of speech and communication for the peoples, where all voices are heard, and we denounce the Brazilian government's attempt to curtail the summit's means of communication, claimed Ignacio Cirio of Real World Radio, spokesperson of the social movement's Communication Convergence, made up by different communication groups and social movements. On Sunday evening, the military police was still at the station with a warrant to shut it down, waiting for the person in charge of the station, which comprises many different programs related to the objectives of the People's Summit produced by groups of communicators in Portuguese, English, Spanish, Quechua, and Guarani.
You are listening to Real World News.